This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Speaking about pretty good deals this week, it all starts University of Miami will hit the field after a long off season of new faces, questioning coaches, new everything, and starting this week, we'll get it for real over the next 3 weeks in preparation for the opening game against Notre Dame on a Sunday. Adam Lichtenstein covers this team, and he does a tremendous job. He also does great hockey as well. I know he loved his hockey coverage traveling across the globe this year a couple of times from the Sun Sentinel, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time. And before we start, I do want to thank you for the win yesterday. You gave the Mets at least a half a game cushion.
Anytime, and thanks for having me. And I'm shocked. You're hearing you talk about the high school stuff, and hearing Wes Boca mentioned in the same breath as Chaminade and St. Thomas. That just still seems wild to me.
Yeah. And they want, they won a state title last year. And I know when you were covering this stuff, lad, Wes Boca was struggling to get a win. Now they're, they have a chance to go undefeated. Speaking about that, Miami, I mean, this is a team last year that had its best offense maybe ever. Production wise, point wise, they always knew they were going to get into the 40s. But that defense just was a curse. But they did so much work, Adam, in the offseason on strengthening the defense, adding pieces to the secondary, getting a new coordinator, adding another two coaches. Talk about that, because I think that the focal point, everybody knows the offense. They have a really good coordinator, they have a good system, they have good players. But everybody's going to watch this defense.
Yeah, no, it's a whole new defense. It's like you can't really base a lot of, what to expect this year off of what we saw last year, because it's basically totally revamped, especially in the secondary. I mean, you've got a bunch of new corners. The only corners who are left are the ones who, either in Damari Brown's case, he was out most of the year, or O.J. Frederick, who, looked really good as a freshman last year. Otherwise, it's basically all new, new safeties and Zachariah Poyser and Jacoby Thomas, new corners, like guys like Xavier Lucas and Ethan O'Connor. Hard to keep them all straight because there's so many of them, but Charles Brantley, like, it's a whole new secondary. And then, the defensive line, you've got a good group, led by Ruben Bain and Akeem Mezidor, who, if they're healthy, like, that's a heck of a tandem at defensive end. I'm really intrigued to see on the interior of the line, Justin Scott, see how he progresses, because he flashed some good stuff last year playing behind some veterans. Now he'll probably get a bigger opportunity this year. So I'm excited to see what, you know, he's a former five-star guy, see what he can do. And then, like you said, you know, new defensive coordinator in Corey Heatherman, you know, a couple of new defensive coaches in, you know, Will Harris and Zach Etheridge and Damian Lewis on the defensive line, coaching defensive line. So it's a whole new, you know, side of the football. So it's like, yeah, they you know, kind of fell apart down the stretch last year. And this year, I think they really wanted to build depth again, particularly in the secondary, and they should have it.
Yeah, I mean, without question. I mean, you mentioned all the pieces that have come on, and then obviously you have Markeith Williams, and hopefully Damari Brown is going to be healthy because he's certainly an outstanding football player. We'll see what happens with Keontae Scott, who is another kid that came in as well. But, you know, last time we talked, and I think I kind of emphasized it, and I do most of the time when I talk about the University of Miami, is – the fact that a player came back that I think that may be the key from a number of standpoints. And I'm talking about Akeem Amesidor. Has played more football than anybody on the team. Is older, I think he's one of the oldest guys on the team. But here's a kid that is a great leader. He's a producer. He's real close with Reuben Bain as, you know, as teammates. I think him coming back has made such a difference in so many ways, obviously on the field. But I think that, you know, you look at Mario Cristobal and he looks at him as having that extra coach type of guy in the locker room. He's soothing. He's even tempered and he gets along with everybody.
Oh, I totally agree. I think he's so underrated. Just because, I mean, one, like you said, off the field, he's a great dude. I've had a chance to talk to him at different, you know, Miami events, just chatting and stuff. Super nice guy and great to talk to. And then on the field, I mean, look at what he did a couple of years ago when he first came to UM in 2022. He was excellent playing on the edge. Like, he was a great edge rusher for him. 2023, I think he was hurt a good chunk of the year. And then last year, they shifted him back and forth between edge rusher and defensive tackle. And I think he's best suited to be an edge rusher. And now they've got more depth on that on the interior. I think they're going to line him up primarily as an edge rusher. And I think, you know, the combo of him and Bain, like, he should eat this year. I think he is poised for a really, really solid year.
Yeah, no, and I agree. And then right behind them, you have a kid like Markeith Lightfoot. Everybody's waiting to see David Blay, who was a guy that they really, really worked hard to get him. And Dante Simpson, kid from Chaminade, who's just a true freshman, a big kid, 6'5", 290, 300, almost 300 pounds. And then Armando Blunt, a kid that started out as an eighth grader at Dillard, made his way to Miami Central, and then but the key, too, is the depth at linebacker. We know Wesley Bissaint. He's been around for 4 years. He's a kid that has an opportunity to play and do real well. And then I think Popo Raul Aguirre might be their best as far as physicality. He's got speed. And then behind him, you got a couple of kids that are pushing their way, like a Cam Pruitt and the young kid Wiley, Jalen Alderman. So there's a lot more depth to choose from. And I think that that's important because last year it wasn't a very deep unit.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned the linebackers, like you mentioned Alderman, who guy who didn't have to come back, but he had more eligibility, and you know he's a guy who could play 300 snaps for you at linebacker and do it well. And they brought in two transfers, you know, two veteran guys in Mo Touré, who when he was at Rutgers playing for Heatherman, when he was healthy, and he's in it going into his seventh year because he's missed 2 years due to torn ACLs. When he's healthy, you know, he was an all Big Ten honorable mention at linebacker. So when he's healthy, he's a really solid guy. You bring in Kamal Bonner, who was solid at Louisville or NC State. I sometimes get them mixed up. But red teams, you know. And then you mentioned all those young guys, you know, like they've got depth on the defense. And that's what really hurt them last year. I mean, the defense last year was never amazing. But it got worse and worse as the season went on. And it got worse and worse because they had no depth. All their guys, you know, they had so many injuries. Even guys who were playing were playing hurt. You know, so that depth is what really hurt them. And the fact that like, they went into the portal this year and they didn't just get, you know, superstars or anything. They got good players, but they got a lot of good players. They didn't necessarily get a ton of like superstars or anything, but they got a lot of good players. So that, you know, obviously you don't wish injuries on anyone, but if a Xavier Lucas gets banged up or OJ Frederick gets banged up, okay, great. You've got Ethan O'Connor, you got Keontae Scott, you got all these guys, you got Charles Brantley, you got all these guys who can play, and a lot of them can play multiple positions. So you build that depth, and that way, when injuries inevitably happen, you don't have such a fall off when you have to put in the backups.
Yeah, no, and I agree 100%. And, you know, that's the one difference. You know, I mean, and that's one thing when Mario Cristobal arrived, he said, listen, we're going to make changes every year. We're going to shore up things. The offense didn't look great. He replaced coaches on offense, got new players. This defense was kind of nice to say abysmal, but they've made changes. Mm-hmm. As we said, new coordinator, new coaches, new personnel. And right now, this is a team that's got talent. And they've, you know, they're looking forward to that Notre Dame game. They don't leave the state for 6 weeks. You know, they play up at Florida State. They play USF. They play Florida, play Bethune. And then when they go on the road, it's going to be challenging no matter what anybody wants to say. They always have problems with Pitt. That's always a tough road game. They got to go to Dallas to play SMU. They got to play Virginia Tech, a team that, you know, could have gone either way last year. So, obviously, Florida State is one of those teams. It's a rivalry. I don't care what anybody, oh, we'll kill them. You know, not so much. You know, I mean, especially because they're embarrassed at what happened last year. And we'll find out about both teams on opening day. Miami plays Notre Dame and FSU plays against Alabama. Adam, let everybody know how they can follow you. Do such a great job. And people, especially this coming week and the next couple of weeks leading up to the Notre Dame game.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at AB Lichtenstein. You can follow me on Blue Sky just as A Lichtenstein. And you can read everything I write at sunsentinel.com. And yeah, looking forward to it. Got Media Day coming up this week. Got first day of practice coming up this week. So yeah, it's all getting started.
Good stuff. Thanks so much. We'll be hooking up with you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Adam Lichtenstein, South Florida Sun Sentinel, does a tremendous job with the Canes. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, now they treat athletes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.